98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Tim Neubauer, a realtor, investor, and property owner, says the Oshkosh City government could be more efficient. So he wants to be on the Oshkosh Common Council to work on those issues from the inside.
Everybody has a problem with trying to do something in Oshkosh, whether it's contractors, developers, investors, or a lot of people say, I will not invest in Oshkosh. I don't want to deal with the city of Oshkosh. I have the same stories. So that was like one of my biggest goals. Biggest main reasons of why I wanted to run.
Plain and simple, Neubauer said the number one issue facing Oshkosh city government is money. Because of that, he says Oshkosh needs more transparency and better breakdowns of where the money is going. He added the city needs to simplify overall, possibly even cut staff.
Are there positions that are open right now that we need to fill? Can we divvy out that work to other people? Do we need to keep creating more positions for certain things, or can we look within? Can we look at other things that we can possibly cut?
Neubauer also said that Oshkosh needs variety on the Common Council.
I think on City Council, maybe we need to have more, I know it's nonpartisan, but maybe a little more balance. So we can have these disagreements on each side and somehow meet in the middle and come up with a middle ground. Instead of being everything's one-sided right now.
Tim Neubauer is one of eight people running for the three at-large Common Council seats. The primary is February 17th. To learn more about Neubauer, hear the interview, and how to interact with his campaign, see our story at WISS.FM. A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump this week. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Showman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary. Rebuilding Together Fox Valley helps seniors, people with disabilities, and others stay in their homes. The Dairyland Patriot reports that contractors and volunteers with the organization have been doing the necessary work to make homes habitable and safe for 25 years. Among the modifications and repairs that RTFV offers are handrails, bathtub tread, smoke alarms, plumbing, nightlights, and locks. Via Jones is RTFV's executive director. She said, offering safety modifications can keep a person out of a care facility.
That's taking away your freedom, your independence of who you've been. Mm-hmm. And I see that happening, and knowing that we can go in, do some fall prevention, do some grab bars, do some safety things to keep people in their homes and keep them safe, happy, and healthy, like, that's what I'm focusing on.
RTFV's work is not limited to individual residents. It also includes helping provide necessary repairs and modification for other area nonprofits, like food pantries, shelters, and organizations that serve the elderly or people in need. Rebuilding Together began in Midland, Texas in the early 70s, and the Fox Cities chapter is one of only two Rebuilding Together satellites in Wisconsin, the others in Sheboygan County. Rebuilding Together Fox Valley relies on community development block grants, corporate sponsors, individual donations, and an annual fundraiser for funding, and, more importantly, the time and talent of its dedicated volunteers. Read more about this and other stories at thedairylandpatriot.com. Green Bay Area Public Schools is one of five school districts urging state lawmakers to help struggling families with better school funding. Superintendents from Wisconsin's five largest school districts, including Green Bay, are publicly pushing political representatives to use part of the state's $4 billion-plus budget surplus to address school funding shortfalls. They cite rising costs that affect both families and schools. A fast food Italian restaurant in Oshkosh closed suddenly and with little fanfare on Sunday. Fazoli's on South Kohler near EAA in Oshkosh has a sign on its door saying that it's permanently closed. It directs consumers to the franchise's locations in Grand Chute and Appleton. The location's Google business page notes it's permanently closed, and the website for the Oshkosh location, while still active, notes that the business is now closed 7 days a week. Social media reports say the business shut down mid-shift Sunday afternoon. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes or misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the foul and jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin, you know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan given a farewell ceremony. Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis, I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We may catch a flurry or two at some point with a high right around 13 this afternoon. The wind chill will be below zero here most of the day once again today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the single digits. Tomorrow, though, mostly sunny, a bit warmer with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.